Monday Mount Rushmore.
Monday, we try to figure out the top four or something.
I don't know what day it is. This has been the most odd
Gafloon's Day
Monday I've ever been a part of.
Antoine, it's phase two. This is what you do now, right? Is that what it is?
Is it?
Maybe.
You know what's going to happen? Because today is it's phase two. For a lot of people are getting back to their normal routines. Uh-huh. So they've gotten back in the car and they've turned the show back on. And what they've realized is we've lost our minds in the last 3 months.
Look what you guys have been missing out on for the last 3 months.
Yeah, we got Lord of the Flies up in here. And they're like, yeah, oh my God. Out. What happened to them?
Oh, but as normal, as normal as we can be, on Mondays we do the Mount Rushmore, the Monday Mount Rushmore here on the thing, where we try to come up with four things within a category that we would put on the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
And this category today is a little out there, but the whole show today has been a little out there.
A lot out there, so it fits in perfectly. And the question here becomes, will Antoine consider this a team effort, or is he going to sell me down the river because this was my idea originally?
What? I didn't need to say it. All right, but so the category for today is we're trying to figure out the four things to put on Mount Rushmore, and the category is exotic animals or exotic foods, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It's exotic animals
that you would like to be food,
that you would like to eat. The four exotic animals that you would like to eat.
Yes.
So you, and again, you probably can't eat any of them, but you'd be like, you know what? These are the four animals. Man, if it was in front of you, think, I would love to try me some bald eagle. Because I feel bald eagle for me is, I would definitely want to try some bald eagle.
That's what you're starting with?
Yeah, it feels patriotic. Mm-hmm. It feels just strong. What are you eating, bald eagle?
You're eating the symbol of the country.
Yes, I am. I'm ingesting America. Yeah, I'm weighing in with bald eagle.
I guess it doesn't get more American than that.
More American. That is America right there.
All right, Monica, I hear you chomping at the bit over there. What do you have?
Yeah, because it's something that you say bald eagle, because I was thinking owl, because owl's necks are so strong. I was like, I bet you if you cook it slow and low, it'll be tender. Like, how would it be?
Okay.
If you tenderize it.
So you're thinking you would like maybe a braised owl or barbecued owl, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Slow and low on the owl.
Slow and low, yeah.
Okay. So again, you can weigh in at 52353. We're looking for the four exotic animals, and if you had to eat an exotic animal, what's the one you want to eat?
All right, and so I actually found a dish. I found something that is an exotic animal that people actually eat.
Okay.
That I would be willing to try.
All right.
And we have to go to Dubai to try it.
All right.
A stuffed camel.
Interesting.
Mm. Yes.
They stuff a whole camel?
They stuff a camel. Let me see if I can find the actual ingredients.
What's the recipe?
I know, that's what I'm looking for.
Do tell. Yeah, I mean, is it right? Can you get Pepperidge Farms? Would you put that kind of stuffing in a camel, or would it be
stuffed
with something else?
You pack it with chicken and lamb with rice and eggs.
Okay, so it's like a turducken, but it's different.
And then you stuff it in the tamil. You said turducken, maybe. In the camel, and it's typically served at weddings.
So it's a chicken that's inside a lamb that's inside a camel.
Chicken and lamb inside of a camel.
Right, so that would be
as many as 20 chickens.
The chalamel. The chalamel. The chicken chalamel. Lamb camel.
There you go.
Yep. It's like the turducken, but it's the chalamel.
I bet you it's probably good.
I bet you it's delicious.
Probably pretty good.
They do it at weddings. It's up to 20 chickens, as many as 60 eggs.
Oh my God.
5 pounds of peppers. Oh. An entire camel, a whole camel,
and a
whole lamb.
What does a camel taste like? Because, I assume an owl and a bald eagle probably have a chicken-like quality to them. I mean, they're birds.
Yeah.
So fried bald eagle leg.
Maybe like some roast beef, maybe.
Like a kangaroo.
Okay. I've actually had kangaroo before.
Is it good?
It tastes like venison.
Is it tender? I would imagine it'd be tender.
Yeah, you cook it kind of on the rare side. It's a red meat.
All right, so I got camel.
All right.
I'm adding camel.
So we have three so far. We have camel, owl, bald eagle, and I am going to throw out for number four, and then we'll debate it here by text at 52353. I think if we're eating exotic animals, you got to eat the king. We're eating lion. King of the jungle, man. I'm going for all...
Not Mufasa. Oh.
Yes.
Mufasa.
Finally, he's laying there. He's gone.
Okay, that too soon. Too soon.
Oh, man.
Too soon.
Might as well take advantage.
We can't do that too soon.
Yeah.
Eat Scar.
Fine. That too. But again, I'm going big. I'm eating bald eagles and lions, man. Right. I'm taking over.
Because when we come back around, I have one. It's also a big cat, but it's a different big cat.
Okay. Bald eagle, owl, camel, and lion. Now, Maurice thought maybe, Monica, you would pick dolphins to pay them back for all of their sadistic ways because you don't trust dolphins.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust a dolphin. But at the same time, I don't think that they would taste that good.
They look gray. Gray and oily to me.
You don't love seafood anyway, do you? Oh, you love crab legs.
Hmm?
But you don't like fish,
though,
do you?
I do love crab legs.
Let's see.
I'm okay with fish.
Ian Salem has said a possum because her grandma used to have a roadkill cookbook, and the possum recipe seemed very interesting.
Nah, that's all right.
Can't do it.
It's not possum definitely not exotic. Bryce in Rocky Mount, I think this is a fair entry that we might need to consider, is the panda.
No, too cute.
To be able to say I ate a panda.
I couldn't do it. They're too cute.
They probably are delicious, too,
because
they aren't very muscular. So they're probably very well marbled. Juicy and marbled.
Can't
lots
do
of
it.
Juices.
Like no.
But they are cute.
They are too precious.
But over an owl? What about hippopotamus?
I think a hippopotamus would be delicious. I think a hippo would be delicious.
Okay. That one looks oily.
It's a giant pig.
Well, that's a good point.
It's a giant pig. It really is what it is.
Can you imagine having
a hippo bacon?
Yeah. Hippo bacon.
I would try it.
Ooh.
Hippo bacon would be all right.
I kind of like that. Another suggestion, great white shark. Which, again, would just be cool to say. What are you eating, great white shark?
I would try this one, too.
What are you eating?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you got, flounder over there?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Tilapia. I'm eating great white shark. I'm eating Jaws. What do you got? This person, ostrich. I mean, ostrich you can get. There's that one.
Yeah.
And grizzly bear.
I don't think I want bear.
I've had bear.
I don't think I want bear.
If it's done well, it's great. If it's done poorly, it's so bad.
What about cheetah?
Ah, because then you can kind of act like you were so fast because you caught it.
Yes, but I think it'd also be like really tender. They're in shape, but they're not like super muscular. Yeah.
See, but the cheetah, because they're fast and they do a lot of running, I actually think it would be kind of tough and
you think it'd be
sinewy.
Tough to chewy?
It would be tough meat.
This hippo bacon. I feel like I'm on board for the hippo. Maybe we replace the owl since we already have a bald eagle. We got a bird.
I'm good with the giant pig.
Yeah.
Let's go with the giant.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that. That's our new list.
Hippo bacon it is.
Hippo bacon it is. So
you're
bald
welcome.
Eagle, lion, camel, and hippo bacon, baby. And we get to feed like all the whole listening audience can come over and eat hippo that day because it's just huge. We'll have tons of hippo bacon for everybody.
Oy vey.